In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at the 20th chapter of St. Matthew. This is an anti-American parable. An anti-American parable. You'll see why. "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a day's work, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'Go also into my vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you.' And they went their way. And he went out on the sixth hour," this is late, "and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing idle here?' They said unto him, 'Because no man has hired us.' So he said unto them, 'Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive.' So when was the Lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, 'Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first.' And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received a day's work, wages. And when the first came, they supposed they were going to get more, but they likewise received a day's wages." Anti-American. "I've been out in the vineyard longer than you. I've been out in the vineyard longer than you." Like, I can say to the Lord, "By his grace, I've been in the vineyard since 1968. And what happens to another person who comes in 2015 and is in the vineyard and pouring out his spirit upon, pouring out his heart upon people, and he dies? We're going to get the same reward." Notice, it's a reward. Heaven is not due to us. It is a gift. It is a gift. I do not earn heaven, no more than I can fly around the house. Heaven is a gift. It is given to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. By grace we have been saved through faith, not by works, lest any man boast. So it seems as that this man is a generous man, and he wants to give everyone the same, even though one group just worked for an hour or two. If he's generous, why should we comment on his generosity? "And when they received it, they murmured against the good man of the house." They murmured, they complained, they were griping, saying, "These last have wrought but only 1 hour work, and you have made them equal unto us. We have borne the burden of the heat of the day." That's true. "But he answered one of them and said, 'My friend, I don't do you any wrong. Did you not agree to work for a day's wages? Take what is thine and go thy way, and I will say to the last, even as unto thee, it is not lawful for me to do what will I want to do on my own. Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen." So the Lord just tells us, you know, that this owner of the vineyard is very generous. Very generous. We do not deserve to go to heaven. We do not deserve to go to heaven. God graces us with heaven. to those who believe and have given their life to Jesus. Whether you've been out in the vineyard for an hour or 50 years, we do not deserve heaven. We do not deserve heaven. It is the gift of God, and that is what's real. And you know, you can complain all you want. It's not fair. I'm telling you, heaven is unattainable without the grace of God. You cannot reach heaven by all your good works, by working in the vineyard. You know, I know somebody who works in the vineyard very much harder than I do. But unfortunately, this person is a heretic. It's sad, but he's a worker in the vineyard, much harder than me. But he doesn't believe in confession. He says everybody can come to communion and everyone's going to heaven. It's not true. It's not true. But he works harder than I work in the vineyard. He knows everybody's name. But unfortunately, he's on the wrong train. We pray for him right now, Lord. He's a good man. Change his heart. Change his heart so his heart will be like yours. So this parable is anti-American because Americans would complain about this. I work so many hours, I deserve this. I work so many hours more than the first, and I deserve this. When it comes to heaven and the kingdom of God, the word deserve needs to be crossed out. They've been showing us a commercial on television crossing out the cancer, the word cancer. Well, deserve needs to be crossed out. It has nothing to do with what we deserve. It has to do with the gift of God. And when we start to realize that, then we can work in the vineyard all we want and see God change people's lives. Why am I working in the vineyard? Because I want to see God change people's lives. That's what it's all about. I want to see God change people's eyes. So let's look at the next thing. Jesus foretells his passion. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart on their way and said unto them, Behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and he shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and on the third day he shall rise again. So we see Jesus knew of his death. We know he knew of his death from the time of the Transfiguration, when Moses and Elijah were talking to him about his departure in Jerusalem. He probably knew of his death at the baptism. But you see, the disciples don't accept it. They want an earthly kingdom, but our kingdom is in heaven. Again, I say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, it's about heaven. It's not about earth. It's about heaven. God wants the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. You see, when people experience the presence of God, they're experiencing a bit of heaven. You cannot make that up. But you see, some people rationalize and say, well, they were my emotions. Well, try to feel God's presence. Just try. You can't. It's always a gift. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus said, and I believe what Jesus said. So he foretells his passion. Oh, the next one is a Jewish mother. And came to him the mother of Zebedee's children, James and John, with her sons, with her, desiring certain things of Jesus. And he said unto the woman, What would you have me do? And she said unto Jesus, Grant that these two sons may sit one at my left and one at your left and the other one at your right in the kingdom. You see, Jesus has been with them almost 3 years and still they're vying for power. Do you see why he has to die? He has to take all that to himself, that vying for power, and he has to give us hearts of servants, hearts of slaves. Let my two children, Johnny and Jimmy, sit at your right hand and at your left hand. Come on, they're good boys. They left their father's nets to follow you. They've been following you for years. So let them sit at your right and at your left. And what does Jesus say? But Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask for. And he says to Johnny and Jimmy, are you able to drink the cup that I shall drink, the cup of suffering, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, the baptism of death? And they said unto Jesus, we are able. And he said unto them, you shall indeed drink of my cup, the cup of suffering, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, the baptism of death. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. It shall be given to them for whom it is prepared by my Father. You see, this is a very interesting scripture because their hearts have not been changed yet. They're vying for power. It has nothing to do with power in this world. It has to do with service and love. Oh yes, the power of God, but service and love. The power of God is for me, but also for the people who come to me. That's all. You see, it's not because I'm a good doobie. It's because God has graced me, and I want to use what God has given me. Where will I sit? I have no idea, but I'm going to be there by the grace of God. I'm certainly not going to be at his left or at his right, but I'm going to sit someplace where he has chosen, and led by the grace of God. It's always by the grace of God. It's not because I'm a priest. It's not because I work in the vineyard. It's because by grace we have been saved through faith and not of works, lest anyone boast, but we live to do good works, it says, but they do not save us. They show us that we're saved if we truly have given our life to Jesus. Now when the 10 heard of it, what the mother had asked of Jesus, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. But Jesus called them unto himself and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they are great who exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Here we have it again. You don't understand the kingdom of God. You think it's an earthly kingdom, but it's a heavenly kingdom. And the Son of Man came to be the servant of all. You are called to be the servant of all. So we look, if I can find it, at John 13, the servant of all, Jesus Christ the Lord. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour, the hour of death, had come, that he should depart out of this world unto his Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them until the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, he rose up from the supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself with the towel. Then he poured out water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded with. Then came he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, do you wash my feet? No way. Jesus answered and said to him, What I do you do not know now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. And he's not talking about washing feet. He's talking about the blood. If I do not wash you in my blood, you have no part in me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He that is washed needs not save, but his feet be washed only, and is clean, and clean of all. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore Jesus said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, because that's what I am and who I am. If I then, your Master and Lord, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent is greater than he who sent him. If you knew these things, happy would you be. So you see, Jesus is into service, and on the night before he dies, he washes his feet. Now, there's a man who listens to me, and one day he came to the rectory, and he came with a basin and a pitcher. He says, The Lord has told me to wash your feet. So I let him wash my feet. It felt a little uncomfortable, but, you know, I'm not going to be like Peter. If the Lord said it, I need to have it done. I need to have it done. And I allowed him, and I was graced that he washed my feet. But you see, I'm to wash other people's feet, not necessarily their feet, but I'm supposed to serve other people. That's what my life is about. The phone never stops ringing here. I got a call from Naples the other day. Would you pray for me? And I said to the woman, Io sono Napolitana. In other words, I am a Neapolitan. And she says, Anch'io. And she said, Also me. And she said, Would you pray for me? This is Naples. Is there anyone to pray for her in Naples? I got a call from Rome, from Helen. I need prayer, and I'm going to have this lady call you. She never has been prayed with, and that was the lady from Naples. But you see, I can't go to Naples, but I can pray over the phone. And the woman who I prayed with, she said, Can I call again? I said, Of course you can. You see, my ministry is very different than so many ministries. I have a ministry of prayer. Before I come to go to the broadcast, I try to sit in the chapel and just be with Jesus. Just be with Jesus, because I know I'm talking to you. And I want you to know that God wants you to be servants today. To be servants, because Jesus is the servant. He washed their feet, and he has washed us clean in his precious blood. I'm reading the 20th chapter of Matthew, verse 30. And behold, two blind men were sitting by the wayside, and when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David. That's not how they did it. They said, Have mercy upon us, Lord, Son of David. No, they're blind. They don't know what Jesus is, but they have a voice. They have a voice, and they're going to get Jesus' attention. And how they did it was they hollered. They yelled, Have mercy upon us, Lord, Son of David. They knew he was the king's relative. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried out louder the more, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What would you have me do for you? And they said unto Jesus, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed Jesus. And where do they follow him? Up to Jerusalem. Oh, yes, they are going to be witnesses of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, these scriptures are so very full of God's grace. You've heard them before, but you can never hear them enough. I've read them before, but I can never read them enough. These two blind men knew that Jesus was in the area, and they were going to get his attention. How do you get Jesus' attention? How do you get Jesus' attention? You know, I told you the fastest prayer that we pray is, Help. Help, Lord. I'm drowning. Help. And the Lord comes. The Lord comes. He comes out of love. Remember, he still is the servant. Even though he's the risen Lord, he is the servant who has come to serve us, and we are called to serve one another. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. The address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to tell you about the Days of Glory from November 5th to the 8th. It will be in Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park, Woburn, Mass. You may call them if you'd like, 781-935-8760, 781-935-8760, Days of Glory. We will be there, Father Tom, Maria Vadia, Sister Linda Coons, Dr. Renee, Ruth Carneal's special, beautiful. She worked with Ruth Heffer, yeah. Sister Ruth. I can't get her last name at this point. And we'll have Steve Swanson, Steve Mitchell, Amy Lou, and Michelle Akers will be doing the music. This is a time for the presence of God to come upon us during these days. They start on Thursday evening, November 5th, all the way to the 8th Sunday. If you can come one day, you can come one day. Where is it? At the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts. And you are welcome to come. You say, I've never gone to anything like this. Well, you know what? Just come. Just come. Get out of your comfort zone and come. Too many of us are in our comfort zones. We don't go beyond where we sit today. I've never done that. Well, you know what? Do it. You'll be blessed. That's from November 5th to the 8th at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What did you learn today? That heaven is a gift. No one can earn it. We are saved by grace through faith and not by our works, but we are doing works because we're saved. May Jesus Christ, the Son of God, bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.